following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
If you own a small business, here's an easy way to get in front of millions of potential customers online. Just do what 2,000 small businesses do every day. Claim your free profile on Manta.com. Like Grandma's Italian Cheesecake in the Bronx, New York. Manta's helped them get found on search engines and smartphones, and sales are up 400%. Claim your free profile now, where small business grows. Manta.com.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Coming up on the program today, we're going to talk to the head coach of the top boys basketball team of the state, Eric Behrens. And then they get to play the top team in the country. So we're going to find out where that stands. Everybody's been saying, well, how good is Omaha Central? How good is Omaha Central? Where are they ranked? Well, there's so many of them out there now. They're not in the ESPN.com top 50. They're not in the USA Today top 25. They are in the USA Today computer rankings, or ESPN, which one? It's one of them. Seventh in the country, Omaha Central, was when we checked it at last. So we'll talk to him about the season, if anybody can even give him any competition, or if they're just going to walk through to another state championship. Also, Andy Markowski of the Husker Sports Network is going to join us as, it's all done. Lee Barfneck, Steve Sipple earlier, Lee Barfneck today. I mean, who's going to be the next coach at the University of Nebraska? And you can check out Lee Barfneck's column today in the Omaha World Herald. Good stuff there. And he kind of takes the whole approach there. Names out there saying their former Husker players aren't going to be the coach, and Brad Stevens isn't going to be the coach, and this guy is, this guy could be. But who's going to take on that challenge? And unfortunately now, it's tough to be a lame duck, and that's exactly what Doc Sadler is. Or is there that small chance that he stays? And what would the reaction be? Exactly. Glad to have you along with us. All you have to do is shoot us an email to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We've also got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming your way today on the program, a chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. So be listening for your chance to be a winner on the program today, and also to a couple of our interviews. Anything else you want to chat about, shoot us an email again, Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Jeff has just shown me that they have updated the rankings this morning, and Central comes in at number 50. So there you go, after being unranked. By the way, the Seward girls are 44th this week. They have the nation's longest winning streak in girls basketball at 92. You can give us a call as well, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, if you would like to join us on the program today. Oh, man. Just when you thought you had something to root for in the state of Nebraska as a basketball fan, Creighton can't win a game. The Nebraska women lose their second straight game to an unranked opponent, and they don't look good doing it. Long the stretches. They're taking a page from the men without scoring. What was it, 20-0 run or something like that for Minnesota last night? Nebraska digs themselves a 16-point deficit. They got to try and dig themselves out of that hole. Can't do it, and it just didn't work out for the Big Red Women again last night. They had 24 points with 17 minutes to go in the game after having 14 points with 15.5 to go against Michigan. Made a valiant try, but just wasn't going to happen. Nebraska tied the game last night, but Minnesota got the last 6 points. So the women come home. They will take on Northwestern on Thursday. Hastings College is in action tonight. They will be taking on number 2 team in the country in Concordia. Hastings is ranked number 18 in this week's NAIA Division II women's basketball poll. Alicia Stadler of Hastings named the GPAC co-player of the week. And girls sub-district basketball got underway last night. Don't forget, we've got you covered on the air tonight on the Classic Hits 98.9. The C24 will be over at Aurora, where Wood River will play Centura and Ravenna will play Shelton. And on the Breeze 94.5 FM, it will be the C19 from Hastings College as Minden plays Adams Central. And then you've got two top 10 teams playing in the first round of sub-districts, or the semifinals. I call it the first round. St. Cecilia, the defending state champion, and Kearney Catholic. They will play at 7:45 tonight on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Plus, everybody else goes tonight, classes C and D. So check that out. Hope you can get out, watch a little basketball as well, and then get ready for wrestling in Omaha this weekend. We've got you covered. So be listening for updates on our network of stations Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from the CenturyLink. All right, there's always something. There's always something that gets a little under my skin, and that's why we have talk radio. Explain to me, folks. I saw this morning via the Associated Press that Big Ten officials are considering the new Werner Park in Papillion as a site for the Big Ten baseball tournament in 2013 or possibly beyond. Omaha Storm Chasers president told the AP that Sarpy County officials took Big Ten officials on a tour of the 9,000-seat stadium and made a presentation. It's the home of the Omaha Storm Chasers. Of course, after they closed Rosenblatt, the Storm Chasers didn't go downtown to TD Ameritrade. They had it out at Werner. Werner Park is among a handful of venues being considered by the Big Ten, according to General Manager Marty Cordero. Sarpy County Administrator Mark Wayne did not comment on the story. The Big Ten tournament, of course, runs at the end of May, right up through Memorial Day. They are in Columbus, Ohio through 2012. Okay, trying to remember, which Big Ten baseball team plays in Omaha again? Huh? What? There's a better ballpark in Omaha, right? Oh, yeah, TD Ameritrade. Oh, yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. That'd be an unfair advantage for who? Big Ten baseball's terrible. Should they have it in a 9,000-seat facility? Probably. Should they have it in a 2,000-seat facility? Probably. Wouldn't sell it out either. If you're going to have it in Nebraska, you have it at Haymarket Park. This is stupid. Are you kidding me? The problem is Nebraska might be one of the warmest spots to hold a Big Ten baseball tournament, all things considered. There's so many places to have it, but it takes out really major league ballparks. There's just too much of a pain in the butt to try and have it somewhere cool like in Chicago at Wrigley. How great would that be? I mean, you wouldn't have enough people there to – it'd be like high school football in Nebraska at Memorial Stadium. You'd hardly tell that anybody was there, but still, if you're talking about the athletes, how cool would that be? How cool is it to play at Werner Park in Papillion or Bellevue or whatever it is? Real, I what? And as the University of Nebraska, why would you even – you'd have to say no to this, wouldn't you? Haymarket. We'll have it at Haymarket. It holds 7,000-plus. Yeah, it's a home field advantage, but so it is for everybody. You have it in Oklahoma City for the Big 12. That's an advantage for Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. You have it at Columbus, Ohio. That's an advantage for Ohio State. It's going to be an advantage somewhere. I mean, yeah, good job, Werner Park. I think they were trying to slide under the radar here. All of a sudden, the announcement's made that it's at Werner Park, and then everybody goes, what? How'd that happen? But how can you have it at a non-Major League Baseball facility in a non-hometown of one of the 9-11 schools that play Big Ten baseball? Just saw that this morning and I went, it doesn't set right. You know what? Go ahead. Have the Missouri Valley Conference tournament there. You can have Creighton there. Creighton's in Omaha, last I checked. The University of Nebraska and all the Omaha people that love football, they know that's in Lincoln. And it's right across the street there from that place you go tailgate all the time and play and watch football games at, yet bitch and moan about going to basketball and having Creighton as the greatest thing. So just struck me wrong today. Your thoughts on that? I'd love to hear it. What do you think? Would that be cool? I mean, it'd be in eastern portion of Omaha. There are a few new, that's kind of the way the city's building, I guess. Yeah, it's not far from Lincoln. I get all that. But come on. If you're going to have it in Nebraska, you have it at Haymarket Park, which is a beautiful facility and the best ballpark in all of the Big Ten. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. There's also going to be hockey at TD Ameritrade Park, and it's going to be part of a doubleheader. UNO and North Dakota, along with the Omaha Lancers and Lincoln Stars. I've not talked to anybody with the Tri-City Storm, but the Storm was not going to do their pond hockey. This would be a way different story here. I wonder if the Storm got asked to come down and play Omaha or if Lincoln was the natural fit there. But that's going to take place in February of 2013, 24,000-seat facility. How many people do you think will go watch hockey in Omaha in February? UNO gets a good crowd, 10 to 12,000. You think you'd get 10 to 12,000 in there for a hockey doubleheader? Hockey's not basketball, folks. It takes a while to play. It's not an hour and a half or two-hour game. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. Lance from Kearney's on the line. Good morning, Lance.
Hey, Doug. How we doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. Heart rate's just about fine. Got it up there a little bit. What's on your mind?
I hear you. My heart rate's racing, too. How do you have baseball in Omaha when we don't even have a team in Omaha, or any team in Omaha, for that matter?
We got the College World Series. That's enough for me to go to Omaha.
Well, yeah, I mean, but come on. I mean, you're going to have a Big Ten baseball who, you're right, you know, is pretty weak compared to what the Big 12 was with Texas, Baylor, Oklahoma. And we're going to have it in Omaha, which, yeah, no way they're going to ever sell that at 9,000 seats. I mean, that's crazy.
I want to see if there's going to be I want to see in the next day or two if this gets pursued by the Journal Star or the World Herald, you know, make that call to Lincoln and go, you guys aware of this? Are you guys bidding on it? You got a counter proposal? Because I can't imagine Lincoln laying down and letting Omaha make a run at this.
Oh, definitely not. I mean, Omaha, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a good ballpark, but, I mean, come on, Haymarket Park, when people think Nebraska baseball, or any baseball in Nebraska for that matter, Haymarket Park's it. That's where we got to have it.
Plus, you can walk to the motel, you can walk to the dining and evening establishments. There may not be a lot of motels right there, but there are for the fans. You take the players away from the ballpark and the downtown facility. So, I don't know. What do you think, Lance? Would it be better to have it in Omaha than to not have it at all?
If Nebraska's trying to hold this tournament, I mean, and like you, I agree. God, I wish we could have it at Wrigley Field or someplace really cool like that, but I mean, if we're going to have it, you got to have it in Haymarket Park. Omaha, I mean, it's just Omaha just trying to get more stuff in Omaha, trying to get more money in Omaha. Lincoln Park or Haymarket Park's where it's got to be.
Heck, I think we could probably have it in Kearney. Hey, Lance, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, man.
I don't know. You know, you could play at Minneapolis. They got a new ballpark. Detroit's got a beautiful ballpark. Chicago has two ballparks that you could play at. I'm surprised that they're not looking at that. And you know, hey, somebody's got to be on a 7-game road trip. It happens all the time. It's not like it would be a huge inconvenience. You just got to schedule it ahead of time. So we'll see. There's some places that you won't have it, but I would think you'd want to have it more centrally located. But then again, you know, what is it? Chicago and Indianapolis have already got the stranglehold on football and basketball tournaments, so maybe they're just taking... Let's face it, the Big Ten probably says it's baseball. Nobody cares. Nobody's good. Nobody's going to travel. Let's give it to Nebraska. Who knows? Hey, let's go to the Den Popper inbox here. John and Carney says, talking Nebraska basketball is like talking New Mexico football. Let's quit wasting our breath on basketball in Lincoln. It's kind of like watching Taylor Martinez for two more years. Let's get real. John, why do you got to take a shot at Taylor Martinez? I like watching Taylor Martinez. Come on. You want to know if that hot air balloon's going to get caught or if somebody's going to run under it. Huh? Niles Paul last year. Brandon Kinney this year. Maybe if they would have hauled in a few more, it'd be a little more exciting. I get your point on basketball, but don't take the shot at Taylor Martinez. Just don't do it. It's February. We're not even into spring ball. Leave Taylor alone. Again, the numbers tell the story. All right? It shows you that Eric Crouch and Tommy Frazier had some really good talent around him. Taylor's been asked to do a lot. And I think I'm pretty safe in this assumption that if Taylor Martinez had not been the quarterback of the Huskers this year, we lose four more games. We don't go to a bowl game. There is no way the backup was ready to go. No way. You'd have seen Wildcat until it made you ill, and then Rex Burkhead would have got hurt. It would have been a disaster. It would have been the end of the Nebraska offense. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Still love to hear from you. Don't forget, coming up, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're going to talk with Andy Markowski about Husker basketball, where it went wrong, why it can't work. Maybe we're rehashing that, but what's next? It's been a long time now, 13 years where Nebraska basketball hasn't been relevant enough to go make a deep go to the NCAA tournament and even have a chance to win a game. So we'll talk about that as well. Eric Behrens, the head boys basketball coach at Omaha Central, is going to join us when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth.
Hey, Golic.
Yes, Greeny.
I was just on CapitalOneCup.com checking the Capital One Cup standings.
Oh, yeah? Who's in the lead now?
UCLA is up on the women's side after winning the volleyball championship and a top-10 finish in soccer.
Way to go, Bruins. Who's leading on the men's side?
Tight race. Alabama, North Dakota State, North Carolina. Three-way tie after the fall championships.
Wow. So with two more seasons of college sports, it sounds like any school could make a run at the trophy and a combined $400,000 in scholarships.
That's right. Don't forget, fans can vote for the Capital One Cup Impact Performance of the Week at ESPN.com/Capital One Cup.
Chunky Soup presents The Game Called Your Life. Today you tackle the garage. You rush to the store, and you will receive a text. And for that NFL-sized hunger, you eat like a pro. Chunky Sirloin Burger with Country Vegetable Soup. The burgers and potatoes you love, but low in fat. And that's how you win this game. Until tonight, when you finally kick off your shoes. Campbell's Chunky. It's amazing what soup can do.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. We cover sports, they cover you. The Tri-City Storm back home this weekend to host Sioux Falls Friday and Lincoln Saturday. Face off at 7:05. In basketball, the Nebraska men host Illinois Saturday at 4. The Husker women host Northwestern Thursday at 7:05. UNK men are at UNO on Wednesday, while the men and women return home to play Colorado Pueblo Friday and Colorado Springs on Saturday. Hastings is at Concordia, the women tonight, the men on Wednesday. Then they wrap up the regular season hosting Morningside on Saturday. In wrestling, the Huskers will host Northern Iowa Sunday afternoon at 1. UNK will head to Hayes to take on Fort Hays State in Grand Canyon Wednesday. Hastings will be at the NAIA qualifier on Saturday. The Nebraska baseball season opens against Gonzaga this weekend. UNK will be at Emporia State. Hastings College will be at Metro State. And in softball, UNK opens the season today at Fort Hays State. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with high temperatures of 39. Winds out of the west-southwest will stay at 5 to 10. Tonight, skies will turn cloudy with a slight chance for freezing drizzle late with a low of 24. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 30.
Oh, God. Once again, producer Jeff goes, hey, nothing but love songs today. I said, this is a love song? Oh, the youth of America. I'm getting older just sitting here. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone, from the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The big fellow, Big Daddy, is on vacation. He's spending his Valentine's Day with a fish, which I guess is appropriate because we don't want to go any farther than that. We go to the Dent Popper inbox. James in Grand Island says, you tell him, Duda, I like T-Magic myself. Yeah. Quit throwing T-Magic into the... Josh fires off an email here that's like a book talking about the national champion, how to play for a true college football national championship. I don't get it, Josh. We're off that subject. Thank you for the book, though. I'll keep that. I might tack it on the wall of fame over here so Daddy can read it when he gets back. Well, they were out in Kearney here just a couple of weeks ago, and so everyone in the Tri-Cities got a chance to see the force that is Omaha Central boys basketball, if you haven't seen them the last few years at the state tournament or elsewhere. And Eric Behrens is the head basketball coach, of the Eagles at Omaha Central, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. Thanks for giving us the time.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on. We want to talk a little basketball with the top team in the state. All of a sudden, it takes a while to get national recognition. Is that something you guys strive for, or is that just something that happens? Because we know unless you're on the coast and get a chance to play another team from another state, there just isn't that much competition around here. Is that something you guys have been striving for?
Well, we had hoped to upgrade our schedule a little bit. You know, we're a bit restricted with, you know, NSA rules, and we're already locked into a couple tournaments with our schedule in the Metro Conference, but we had hoped to add a thing or two, and we're real fortunate that Tino out in GI there was able to pull Oak Hill, and you know, I give him all the credit. We just told him if we were going to come out there, we wanted to play somebody nationally known, and he was able to pull that off. So we're really excited about coming out and playing Oak Hill next year.
Yeah, I can imagine. Hey, give me somebody that's nationally known, and then he told you, hey, it's going to be Oak Hill. Did you respond with, not that nationally known?
Well, yeah, it's kind of one of those be careful what you wish for games, I suppose, because they're really good. And then I, you know, after we found out about it, I just looked them up real quick, and they're 35-0 and ranked number one in the country right now. So I guess he reached for the top when he got those guys. So it's, but it's something, you know, for our kids to look forward to in the off season. You know, obviously right now we're focused on finishing out this year, but when we get through this season, it's really going to be something that will motivate us, I hope, in the off season, knowing we're going to play somebody of that caliber, you know, somebody that's better than us, quite frankly, and we're going to have to be the underdog and the team that does all the little things to try to hang with them, so that'll be good for us.
What were your boys' reaction when you told them?
You know, they were excited. I mean, you know, again, I didn't really put a lot of emphasis on it. We just let them know that was going to happen, but we're trying not to distract too much from, you know, the things that we're trying to take care of this year. So we haven't really as a team talked about it a lot. They've probably, you know, the World Herald and some other newspapers have run some stuff about it and, you know, online stuff. So they've probably read more about it there than they have heard me talk about it. But they're excited. You know, they know it's probably a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and they'll look forward to it when the time comes.
A lot of folks are still trying to find out about all the great kids you have, just a junior-laden team. What is so different about this year's ball club than what you've had to work with over the last 5-6 years in the other state championship teams?
Well, I mean, we have good depth. I mean, this team is really good defensively. You know, our leading scorer, we have a couple guys that average about 12 points a game. We don't have anybody getting 20 or 25 a game. We're really balanced, but, you know, we have some shot blocking ability, and defensively this group is really good. It's just really hard to get shots off against us. We're just kind of long and athletic at all five positions, and a lot of quickness, and really just a group that plays really hard and takes a lot of pride on the defensive end of things. And that's probably where our strength lies. It is just, it's just hard to score against us sometimes.
It looks, if my addition is right here, your closest game all year, 14 points. And when you're as dominant as that in whatever the sport is, does it help build the team because you can play everybody on the team, or does it get the starters bored?
No, I mean, we've had some. I mean, we just played Papillion the other night, and it was about a five-point game with 5 or 6 minutes left, and then we kind of pulled away at the end and made some free throws. But, I mean, we've had some competitive games. That 14-point game was against Omaha Bryan, and we play them again on Thursday. So we know they're really good, and they're going to be a challenge. And, no, I mean, I think that they've our group has bought in, and I don't think they're bored with anything. We certainly know that we've got some challenges out there. I mean, Norfolk is undefeated as well. So, and I really like the fact that they're undefeated because, you know, we're not the only ones that haven't lost this year. So we really haven't done anything that they haven't done. So, you know, there's a lot of work to be done, and we have a couple tough games this weekend. And, you know, we've been fortunate. We've gotten a lot of kids into a lot of games, but our starters have tried to utilize their minutes, I think, and play as hard as they can for whatever minutes they're going to get.
Eric Behrens, head basketball coach at top-ranked and undefeated Omaha Centrals, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. All the talk about this being one of the best teams, and it's been a while since there's been a dominant basketball team in the state of Nebraska, so obviously this talk's going to come up. But do the guys buy into some of this, that they could be playing for one of the best teams to ever suit it up in the state?
You know, I don't know. I don't really talk to them about it. We just kind of look at who we're playing next, and you know, our goal every year is to be state champion, and if we happen to go undefeated this year in order to do that, that would be great. That wasn't really a goal that we set at the start of the year. You know, you always prepare and you want to win every game you play, but I think that's something that maybe after the season, if we are able to accomplish our goals, we could look back at and say, you know, here's where we might rank or whatnot, and it's more for other people to talk about probably than us. We're just you know, trying to take care of business one practice and one game at a time and focus on the task at hand. And this group is really good about that. They really don't look ahead, and they really don't project themselves, you know, unrealistically. I think they understand that they're just one loss away from all that going away. So there's no time to lose focus.
With some of the things that you get to watch these kids every day in practice and every night in a game, do you ever catch yourself shaking your head or smiling about some of the things that they're able to do?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, you know, it's what's hard with this group is it's hard for me to watch film of other people and then try to comprehend what those guys are going to be able to do against us. Shots that people get off, three-pointers that are open, post-ups that are available. Sometimes my guys surprise me how well they take some of those things away. And so when I watch film of two other teams playing, in preparation for our game, I always have to keep in mind that, you know, we're just a little bit longer, a little bit quicker, a little bit more athletic at a lot of positions. And so some of the things I'm seeing these people do that are, you know, quite frankly, worrying me as I prepare for the game, we get out there and it just doesn't look the same. So, yeah, that still continues to be a surprise as I watch us play because we're, you know, defensively I think is just this team is pretty special.
Eric Behrens, the head boys basketball coach at top-ranked Omaha Central, with us for just another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Since it had never, ever happened, which is just kind of mind-boggling, why did you agree to play Kearney in a home-and-home?
Oh, that was, I don't know. That was just something I think the NSAA had set up scheduling with trying to get some of the out-state schools more competition with Metro and Lincoln schools. And so that was, Kearney was just one of those games that was scheduled for us. But we, you know, we enjoyed that. I actually went to college with Coach Steinbrook, and I've known him for a long time. And so it was fun. I mean, we enjoy going out and playing different places. And we got a little worried with the snow out on the Saturday that we were originally supposed to play, that we weren't going to be able to get it made up, you know, getting late in the year. But we were glad to just be able to turn around and get back out there on Monday. And our kids really enjoyed the trip. And we'd be happy to go back out there or Grand Island or North Platte or anybody that'll play us. We're always happy to go.
What did the kids say about this? Because it wasn't like they got to do anything. They got in a bus, they drove out, they got out at the gym, they played basketball, you got back in the bus, and you went home to Omaha.
Sure, sure. And you know, for us, that's, I mean, it's kind of fun. They don't get to do that a lot. You know, the way Class A in Nebraska set up, if you're a school from Omaha, you play so many of your games in Omaha, and we played a couple Lincoln schools as well, but the Kearneys and Grand Islands of the world, they have to do that all the time. So I think it's good for our kids to just, you know, realize what other people have to do on a nightly basis in terms of the travel and getting back a little late, and, you know, how do you do your homework? And there's a lot of factors that some of the schools in the state of Nebraska deal with a lot more than we have to. But they enjoyed it. You know, they like going out and playing in front of a different crowd and different atmosphere. I always think those type of games are good for you.
Coach, a couple more questions before we let you go. Have you looked at Norfolk? Have you seen them? Have you scouted them at all? Because that's all anybody's going to talk about is that hopefully you two will meet up in the Class A state final.
Yeah, I just got South Sioux City had asked me for a game tape in preparation for some games, and I asked them to send me their Norfolk game in return. So I've had that game, and I'll get some more as we get closer. It's kind of hard, you know, when you're in the middle of it to look ahead at anybody. You know, you always have your next opponent that you're getting ready for. I've glanced at that game a little bit, but not a lot necessarily. But, you know, when the time comes, we'll certainly shift our focus if it happens to be a matchup between us and Norfolk. I mean, we've played them a couple of state tournaments now, and so we're pretty familiar with what they like to do, and they're pretty familiar with what we like to do as well. So, Coach Reese does a great job, and they're really good. And we've probably gotten more attention, but offensively, they are as good as anybody I've seen in a while. And so they're, you know, we know they're out there, and we know that that's probably a challenge that we're going to have to face at some point.
And again, for the folks out there listening, how many kids on your squad currently have D1 offers?
A lot of people think that we have five or six, but really, Akoya Gao is the only one right now that has Division I offers. Now, we probably have a couple others that may get some offers, one or two of our other juniors. There's some Division I schools that have been in contact with us about them. And we have one sophomore, Trayshawn Thurman, that there's been some Division I schools that are really interested in him. So, you know, we could end up with three or four, but right now there's just one, and that's Akoya.
I know the Kearney fans that went to that game. I heard more about your sophomore, Trayshawn, than I heard about anybody else. Maybe it was just his night that game. But so the cupboard doesn't go bare. You got such a ton of juniors out there. And one more thing, we're going to talk a little Husker hoops here later on in the show. So you got some kids that are going to make decisions. You're sitting right there with Creighton in your backyard. That's a better ball club as far as on the court than Nebraska is. They're going to probably have a coaching change. You got a young man that comes up to you and says, Coach, my two decisions are Creighton and Nebraska. What positive would there be to going to Lincoln right now?
Oh, there's still a lot of positives in Lincoln. I mean, the facilities are second to none. Obviously they've made an investment, a commitment to men's basketball with building the new arena. They got the practice facility. I can't speculate in terms of a coaching change or not. I really like Doc. He's come down quite a bit to visit with us, and he's a great guy. So I certainly wish him the best, and if he can, get some wins here at the end of the year and stick around, I think that would be great. But there's a ton of positives at Nebraska, and there are at Creighton as well. And I don't necessarily try to persuade one of my players one way or the other. I just say you got to look at the academics, the basketball side, and the coaching staff, and where do you feel comfortable spending the next 4 years, and I'll help them, but I'm not going to try to influence them one way or the other. I want them to make their decision with their family and with any guidance I can offer, but that's about it.
And Eric, last question for you. You mentioned you got to go through some hoops to be able to play some out-of-state teams, and with Oak Hill coming here, I can't imagine that's quite as tough, but you want to play some other out-of-state teams. Have you lined any of those up, and how much of a pain has it been to get that cleared through the NSAA?
Well, it's not necessarily the NSA being an obstacle. It's just that we're in Omaha Public Schools, and we run a tournament to start the year every year that we're locked into. And then we're also in the Metro Conference, and we're in a tournament that we're locked into there, which is our holiday tournament.
Sure.
And the NSA has an 18-2 rule where you're only able to schedule two tournaments. And so we're kind of already binded into two tournaments just based on the school district that we're in. So we just have to kind of set up single games if we can. And the Oak Hill thing that Tino set up is a single game, so that works out very well. And we've got a couple other feelers out. We may try to get, another one if we can somewhere. And we've had a couple that we're talking about or talking to at this time. But we should know for sure by the end of the year or shortly thereafter.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We'll see you at the Devaney Center next month. And, of course, we'll see you out here in Grand Island next year for what could be the most highly anticipated boys game in the history of the state. That's kind of a marquee matchup. So I guess get ready to for the photos and all the media session that you're going to see in the next year around this state.
Okay, we'll do our best. Thanks a lot for having me today.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Behrens, the head basketball coach at Omaha Central, an incredible, incredible team, and a lot of folks in Kearney got a chance to go see him. And, you know, sometimes Class A, that first round, isn't as exciting, but I suppose any time if you get a chance and you're going to go down and watch basketball, you're going to want to catch this Central team. But I think you can make darn sure you're going to be able to see him on Saturday at the Devaney Center. And don't forget, every championship game from the state basketball tournament, girls and boys, is right here on ESPN Radio. They take on Oak Hills, the top team in the country, coming to Grand Island next year. They've had numerous players: Carmelo Anthony, Rajon Rondo, Ty Lawson, Nolan Smith. Those are just some of them. 55 Division I players since 2000 have went to Oak Hill Academy. Don't forget, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up, but when we come back, Andy Markowski of the Husker Sports Network is right around the corner, plus Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Plus, we've got a new poll question. We've got emails to get to. Let's take a break, and don't forget, lunch is right around the corner, so let's go to the Chicken Coop today, and it's Tuesday. That means wing basket night every Tuesday night for just $5. A basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors. Every Tuesday night, you can get them hot, get them sweet, get them with a little bit of a zing. $5 wing basket. Get as many as you want. You can get 10 baskets. That's $50. Feeds everybody. Throw down your favorite beverage, whether it's an ice water, maybe a tea. Maybe it's got a little frothy head to it. Maybe it's got a little ice in it. Never know. It's going to be your favorite drink. Great food. And if you're going out for lunch today, try the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. We'll be back after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. Forbes magazine suggests entrepreneurs and small business startups will put the U.S. economy back on track. It's National Start Your Business Month, and it's time to do your part today at LegalZoom.com. Take a look at the Inc. 500 list. You'll find over 24 companies started through LegalZoom. They're also helping thousands of contractors, property owners, retail stores, restaurants, and even doctors get their business started right now. LegalZoom saves you time and money, and you get total customer support. But it doesn't end there. LegalZoom offers continuing legal help through their legal plan, available in most states. They'll also throw in free accounting software. Sweet. Go to LegalZoom.com during National Start Your Business Month and save even more when you enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom is not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your specific direction. For incorporations, LLCs, DBAs, and more, go to LegalZoom.com today.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with high temperatures of 39. Winds out of the west, southwest will stay at 5 to 10. Tonight, skies will turn cloudy with a slight chance for freezing drizzle late with a low of 24. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 30.
Nothing says Valentine's Day like big and rich. Got big plans tonight, Jeffrey?
We're going to do a little dinner, exchange some gifts, but that's about it.
Yeah, sure. And after you exchange gifts, then you're out of there, right?
Right. Probably, hopefully get some basketball. It's Wednesday night. It's a good night for basketball hoops.
Yeah, but it's Tuesday.
Oh, man. Super Tuesday.
Texas and Oklahoma. I don't know how super that is, but it's here tonight on ESPN Radio at 7 o'clock. UNK softball season gets underway today at Fort Hays State. Nebraska's Ashley Guile, the Big Ten Softball Player of the Week. First award of the year goes to Nebraska. And Cozad's Luke Pinkelman, for the third time, has been named the Big Ten Track and Field Athlete of the Week. The senior out of Cozad placed first in the shot put at the Tyson Invitational. Hope he didn't hit any chickens. There you go. Hey, folks, Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth is where we are broadcasting from every single day that we do the show. But every single day you can go to Midway because they're there 7 days a week for you, and they're open 24 hours a day online at thinkmidway.com. Chevrolet takes care of you. The Chevy Sonic gets top safety. The Hennessy rolls out the twin turbo on their Jeep Grand Cherokee. You can check out so many things just by even going to thinkmidway.com. You're messing around the computer all the time anyway. Yeah, you know it. You are. You can find out so many things that you would have never even thought of, and all of a sudden you go, wow, I want the safest vehicle. I want the most economical vehicle. I want the vehicle that gets the most gas mileage. What's been awarded the most awards? Maybe that's what you're looking for. Economically, strong. Maybe you want a big, rough. What, if you're getting a little fender bender, what's going to hold up under that? You can find out all that information at thinkmidway.com. And if you don't need a brand new or pre-owned vehicle, just need to get a service, the Mopar Express Lane and Quick Lube is now open. No appointment is necessary. 7:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 on Saturday. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. They're all there for you. And at thinkmidway.com, Midway, it's a better way. Our new poll question, who will win a major first, Phil or Tiger? I think Phil's going to win the Masters. When he gets off to a good start, he does okay. I think Phil and Tiger are going to be, God, that would be so cool. Phil and Tiger, last group, Sunday Masters. Are you kidding me? CBS, they wouldn't be able to know. They wouldn't know what to do with all the money they'd make on something like that. But who do you think? Vote on our ESPN Hot Topic at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can also check up on your Facebook page there. You can listen to our podcasts of the show or past high school sporting activities, including some of the district wrestling from the weekend or conference basketball tournaments. It's all there for you on our website. Plus, vote who will win a major first, Phil or Tiger. In this one, I'm going to take Phil slightly. After the Masters, you can ask me again if neither one of them win the Masters. Then I might be more inclined to go with Tiger. Our last poll question, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? 45% of you said no. 40% of you said not yet. 15% of you said yes, Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. Well, there you go. Folks, let's do a little Troutman's Tuesday trivia. What do you think? Oh, we'll think about that. I want to go to the Dent Popper inbox. Jeff's getting ready for Troutman's. If you haven't won the last 2 months, you're eligible. Adam says, most people I talk to aren't mad that Taylor Martinez is starting because he offers us the best chance to win. Why we are upset is, why is he the best option at quarterback? Why is it that five-time national champ Nebraska doesn't have a decent quarterback on the roster? The difference between reloading like Nick Saban and perpetually reloading as Bo Pelini does is having the foresight to address these problems before they happen. Not after Adam and Holdridge. Taylor, the first true quarterback that he's recruited, right? It's not like he's went after a ton of them. We'll see. I get your point, Adam. I see what you're saying. There's no doubt that that's part of the frustration out there. You ready? Let's do it. Let's do it, folks. It is time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. A $25 gift card to Troutman's for whatever you want to get there. Maybe just some snack sticks, maybe a great steak, maybe some bacon, maybe some ham, turkey smoked, So good. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
It's Jason from Kearney.
Jason, do you want basketball or do you want wrestling?
I'll go basketball.
All right, we've been talking about this Oak Hill Academy. Since 2000, they've had 55 players go Division I. This is the team Omaha Central is going to play next year. They're the number one high school team in the country. Since 1985, two Nebraska basketball players went to Oak Hill. Can you name either one of them?
Nebraska basketball players.
And it's not Teron Liu. I'll take that right off the board. Got a guess?
I don't.
Okay, try back. I know that's a tough one. 888-455-ESPN. You said nobody from Creighton, huh, Jeff?
No, I searched, but there was one from like Fordham or something. So
Fordham?
Well, last year they had seven first round or D1 players, but there's only five starters. So, you know, they're sixth and seventh man. They pick like Fordham or something. So I figured Creighton would steal one of them. But
let's go to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Jason,
it's back-to-back, Jason. Do you want wrestling or do you want basketball?
Let's go wrestling.
This team has won the most state titles in Nebraska school history.
Omaha Scott?
No. Surprisingly, it's not Omaha Scott. They are second. Try back with 13 all in a row. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, you want basketball or you want wrestling?
Basketball.
Name any player that has ever played at Nebraska since 1985 that went to Oak Hill Academy?
Benson Hamilton.
You looked that up, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I thought I could ask two or three more people before that one got knocked out. That is very good. I thought we'd hang around and nail that wrestling question, but you are the winner. Hang on the line. We got a $25 gift card coming your way. Thanks for being very smart and looking that baby up. Benson Hamilton and Ray Richardson. Those are the two ex-Huskers that went to Oak Hill Academy. So there you go. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Andy Markowski will join us when we come back.
These days, who isn't on a budget? Whether it's a ramen noodles every night budget, a cut back on your cable channels budget, or how in the world am I ever going to put my kids through college budget? Allstate has something just for you. The Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and it still comes with an Allstate agent. Plus, the value plan includes Allstate Easy Pay, so you can stay on top of your payments without even thinking about it. The Allstate Value Plan. It's the kind of car insurance that fits any kind of budget. It's Allstate for all.
There's an Allstate policy for everyone. Why not see how much you can save with the Allstate Value Plan? Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Allstate Value Plan. Dollar for dollar. Nobody protects you like Allstate.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
The postseason is here, and we've got you covered on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tonight, it's girls sub-district action on the Breeze 94.5 FM from Hastings College as Minden plays Adams Central at 6 and Kearney Catholic takes on Hastings St. Cecilia at 7:45. On Classic Hits 98.9, from Aurora, Centura plays Wood River at 6, Shelton and Ravenna at 7:30. The sub-district finals Thursday and complete coverage of the state wrestling tournament this weekend as well. So keep it right here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with high temperatures of 39. Winds out of the west-southwest will stay at 5 to 10. Tonight, skies will turn cloudy with a slight chance for freezing drizzle late with a low of 24. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 30.
That's probably a love song to a couple people. 888-455-ESPN. If you want to join us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. By the way, Omaha South has won the most wrestling titles at 19. There's some good stuff up there. I will give thumbs up. The NSAA has really updated their page there with a lot more information. There's some good stuff out there. You might want to scan that before next week's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Although Daddy will be back, and I'm sure we'll have a fishing question, so you might want to be up on that as well. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, Seth Denny. Yeah, he's co-hosting, people. And then we're off to Omaha. Gene Bearbaum's going to come in with the Turkey Association. Their banquet's around the corner. Loper Link tomorrow. Kevin Chaney with the women's basketball team as they start to wind down their basketball season. Those are among our guests tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. So hopefully you can join us then. Then it's off to the state wrestling tournament. We'll have the Doug and Daddy Show live there on Thursday and Friday and talk about all the action that is going on there as well. So glad to have you along with us on this program as we head towards the home stretch of this Tuesday edition. Daddy again on vacation. And it's time to talk a little Nebraska basketball. I don't know. There's not much to talk about. They were talking about the women until they lost two in a row. But Andy Markowski of the Husker Sports Network and an alum, obviously, of the Huskers joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, where it's just Doug today. Chise, what's up?
Not much. What happened to your partner? You kick him out, or vacationing, or what?
You would be somewhat. You would be sick to your stomach. He's one up on your brother-in-law as far as a fishing destination. So,
good for him.
Are you more? Do you get disappointed as an alum as the way things are going here? Eric Strickland's been in to talk to coach and talk to T.O. and Teron Liu's name has been popping around. I know you're around there quite a bit. Does it become frustrating from an alum standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, especially when the expectation level was higher for this year. You know, it's sixth year, they had 10 juniors and seniors. I felt that the ceiling was 20 wins. I really felt they had a chance to be in the NCAA tournament mix, you know, late in the season. So it's been a huge disappointment. And then you look at how they've lost. You know, they lost, but, you know, getting embarrassed on the road, losing by record numbers at home. You know, certainly not what you envisioned it being, and I know the team and the coaching staff is frustrated as well as the fans.
When's the last time you talked to Coach Sadler?
You know, I haven't been around the program for about 2 weeks. I've been traveling with work. My next broadcast is the Michigan State game here in about 10 days, so I have not been around to know that the pulse of Coach and the staff and the players. A lot of what I've heard has been anecdotal through people that have been at the games, and certainly the program's in a very difficult spot. You know, at a real crossroads of where do you go from here? You know, is it a new direction? Is it, you know, a new recruiting class? You know, there's a lot of things that has to be addressed because, you know, certainly not the season everybody envisioned. And when you have upperclassmen, you can't do it. You can't have a season like this without there being tough questions asked.
Andy Markowski of the Husker Sports Network, former Husker, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. All over the time, and for a long time, but over this year especially, when you hear Doc say that they're practicing so hard and they're giving their effort and they're injured, we've talked on this show numerous times. I can only come up with one conclusion, and that's that the players just aren't any good. I mean, and that may be a little harsh to say it that way, but they're just not talented enough to keep up with the top 25 teams, obviously, that they've played more often than not in the Big Ten Conference. So what has happened in recruiting? We realize how tough it is to get a kid to come play basketball at Lincoln, but is that on Doc? Has he not been able to keep assistants that were good recruiters? What's your take on that?
Well, there's so many variables that go in. I mean, you touched on a lot of it. You know, if you look at this season, you know, you lost Almeida. I think it was a really tough decision to redshirt Diagos, which is probably going to come back to really be a factor on why they struggled. Then you had injuries. And then you ran into what I heard Jerry Palm yesterday say, the Big Ten is so much ahead of the other leagues in terms of RPI strength and top-to-bottom strength. It's the biggest discrepancy he's seen in 12 years. So you put, you know, a lot of injuries in a rotation that is average for talent. Now you're going against, you know, the best league in America in over a 10 to 12 year period. And then you lose confidence. And then I think the leadership of this group hasn't been there like they had with Lance Jeter. So you take all those things into play, and that's, you know, you have a sub 500 team that may be lucky to win another game in the conference, but you don't have good enough players, and that goes back to a head coach, to assistant, to a recruiting philosophy, to a lack of in-state talent, to missing on 12 kids in 6 years that have come into the program and have left. So you take all those factors into play, and you know, the position they're in is because of all of it.
The sentiment across the state seems to be that, what's the point? I mean, everybody seemed to accept that Doc will not be here next year, and you add all these guys that are seniors that are going to be leaving, and you're going to be starting over. You're going to try to get in. I mean, they were trying to hold on to get into the new facility and thought it would turn around for Doc. It is kind of pointless to have Doc start over when you can have somebody else start over, isn't it?
Well, you know, that's a great question. It's a question probably administration is pondering right now, is what is the next move? You know, obviously Doc has 3 more years on his contract, which is a factor that has to be figured in. You know, you do have a pretty good recruiting class coming in with 2 talented freshmen, or incoming freshmen, out of the Kansas City area, a couple big JUCO inside guys. The 3 freshmen that are currently on the roster, to me, have been a disappointment. I thought when they were signed, I thought maybe they had a better chance to contribute in year 1 or year 2, and I think, you know, they're a few years away from really having an impact in the Big Ten. So you're right. I think you have to look at yourself and say, is it going to be any different in 3 years out of the current leadership, or do you go a different direction? And if you do, who is that, or is the next person able to take Nebraska to a different spot? So, yeah, I think the administration is in a real tough spot, and I think attendance is going to have to play into that, because attendance drops, money, revenue drops, and the administration is going to have to make a tough decision.
I brought this up on the show, I think it was even last week on the program, that T.O.'s got to step aside sometime. Would there be a benefit to bringing in an athletic director that at least has some basketball knowledge, or is that not even going to be a consideration, this being a football school and a football state?
Well, I think you have to make a decision that is the best for your university, and I'm sure Tom and the people involved now are looking at that. You certainly would want somebody that had some basketball experience, and if the best candidate didn't, you know, you always can bring in an associate AD or, you know, somebody that can be involved in basketball. So, you know, I do think if you're going to take Nebraska basketball to the next level, there has to be a real concerted effort to having somebody that has experienced what really good basketball is about. You know, been to a place like the ACC that has seen it done. So, you know, I think all those things go into the commitment that everybody talks about that maybe Nebraska basketball hasn't had, that maybe needs to change as the new facilities are here to really put Nebraska on the map and have them competitive in a very good Big Ten conference.
Well, Nebraska basketball fans, which are a fickle group, they love going when Nebraska's winning basketball games, and they don't even pay attention when they're not. So I've said for a month here that the next coach at Nebraska we will have never heard of. Your thoughts on, I mean, people say, well, let's bring in Brad Stevens from Butler, or let's bring Dana Altman back to Nebraska. Are you kidding me? Is there somebody out there that maybe you would think would be a good fit?
You know, I haven't really thought about candidates, Doug. You know, Coach Sadler is still the coach. You know, I do know this. The Nebraska basketball job, in my opinion, is the best it's ever been, and for about 5 reasons. You look at the first reason, you have the Big Ten Conference, which everybody in America would love to coach in the Big Ten. You have the Big Ten Network, which helps you with recruiting. You have a state-of-the-art practice facility that Nebraska's never had, and you're going into a state-of-the-art arena. Those are 4 very, very good factors when you look at what you need to get a program going. The fifth thing is the expectation level is very low. I mean, really all you have to do is get to the NCAA tournament, Doug. You don't have to win a national title at Nebraska. You have to be relevant in your conference and get to the NCAA tournament. So if you look at those 5 things, I think the job is very appealing. And, you know, I think when Coach Sadler took the job, it wasn't a great job. I mean, you didn't have any of those things in play. And, you know, now you have all the facilities, everything you need to build a winning program. Now, is it an easy job? Absolutely not. But I do think it's a job that that somebody can win at and win consistently. Maybe not the league, but be relevant in conference races and playing in NCAA tournaments. And unfortunately, you know, it's been a long time since 98 since that can be said.
Would you take it?
You know, everybody throws out Eric Strickland and Tyronn Lue, and you know, all those guys would be great to have around your program. But people don't realize how hard it is to be a Division I head coach or even a Division I assistant for that matter. I mean, it's a huge commitment. It's 18-hour days. It's 12 months a year. You're getting pulled in a ton of directions, from the media to recruiting to coaching to all the fundraising stuff that you do. It is a big job, but that's why they're compensated very well for what they do. I think Strickland and Tehran in some capacity would be great to have back around the program, but a lot of it depends on what their commitment level is, because you can't come in, you know, just saying, hey, I'm done playing, I'm just looking for a job, what can I do to pass my time? Well, you know, you have to have a commitment level to be a successful coach, and if those guys have that commitment level, then, you know, absolutely they would be a welcome addition back to the staff.
I think it's you talked about the kind of guy you need here, and that seemed to be the kind of guy Doc Sadler is. Happy-go-lucky, gets along with everybody, gives his time to the media when it's time to do that, answers all the questions. People seem to like him. I can't ask you this question now because it would be unfair whether the kids like him, because I think they do, but that would be unfair if the question is opposite of that. So I guess what we'll let you out of here with this, Andy, there are still some basketball games to be played. Can Nebraska win some of them? They were competitive with Illinois, but that's when they were about as at full strength that they were all year. They don't have those kids right now.
Yeah, I you look at the five teams that are left, all five teams play really hard. You know, Illinois, Michigan State, Iowa, Purdue, Minnesota. I mean, those coaches get the most out of their kids. And I'm seeing a frustrated, splintered group right now. So, you know, for their sake, with being a month left in the season, I do hope they can win, because I think they're working hard. But when you work hard, you still have to have a real concentration to doing things right, to prepare, to know the game plan, have confidence with each other, and this group is really splintered right now, and that's what losing will do to you. It's a frustrating thing. You know, I just hope they finish the season still playing hard, and you know, you never know. Five games left, you have the Big Ten tournament, you never know what could happen, but they certainly haven't shown me enough where three of the five games are on the road where this team can go and be real competitive against the top half of the league.
Well, Andy, thanks for giving us some time here. I'm sure we'll catch up with you here in about a month or so when I just anticipate there isn't any way that this thing doesn't go to a coaching change, which is unfortunate, because I think everybody would love to have Doc Sadler be the coach here as long as we were winning for until he wanted to retire, because it's just a lot more fun with him around than what we saw before that. So, hey, we'll let you go get some lunch and see you at the state tournament, I hope.
Sounds great. Thanks, Doug.
All right, Andy Markowski, who's going to be doing work for television at the state basketball tournament. He also was a former Division I assistant men's basketball coach after he played at the University of Nebraska, so able to speak on a variety of topics there. And, God, it's just too bad that most of that had to just be all negative. I think the callers and the listeners have rubbed off on me. All of the fine folks on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema. That's where they have the huge indoor playground. Also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Let's call it a day. Yeah, I mean, there would be nothing that, what would be so great, Nebraska just wins their next five for absolutely no reason. Absolutely no reason. Wins their next five. And everybody's going, what in the world just happened here? I mean, because you listen to the teams Nebraska has, there's only one ranked, and that's Michigan State. So we'll see how it plays out. Illinois is looking to get rid of their coach, Bruce Weber, too, after they went in the tank this year. So that could be an interesting game on Saturday, 4 o'clock at the Devaney Center. Want to thank Andy Markowski, former Husker and, of course, a member of the Husker Sports Network, for joining us on today's show. Also, Omaha Central boys basketball coach Eric Barnes. I didn't even get a chance to ask Andy about all those great athletes there. But want to thank him, head coach of the number one team in the state, and they get ready to play the number one team in the nation at Heartland Hoops Classic next season. Tomorrow, UNK women's basketball coach Kevin Chaney, Gene Bearbaum with the Turkey Associate coming in. But obviously, the highlight will be Seth Denny co-hosting, bringing his knowledge to the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.